praise for them springing fresh from the world.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministry, Living Word Ministries of Nagatik. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Lift up holy hands without wrath or doubt. Give God some worship. Give him some praise. He's worthy. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord. We magnify you. Oh, how great is our God. Oh, hallelujah. Mighty God, mighty God. Yes, you are. You're mighty. You're awesome. You're magnificent. You're holy. Holy. You're worthy. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. There's nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody like you can heal, like you deliver. Nobody can save. Nobody can bring me out of the muck and miry clay and place my feet on a solid rock. Hallelujah. Don't know why, but you did it. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory. We worship you. Almighty God, there's none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. This is what we long to do. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Lord, knowing you is more precious than silver, more costly than gold, more beautiful than diamonds. Nothing I desire compared to you. Just to know you, God. Just to know you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. You're so worthy, God. You're so worthy, God. You're so worthy, God. Because you move mountains. Cause walls to fall. You cause chains to break. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the anointing. I heard somebody say it breaks the yoke, but let me correct you. It doesn't break it. It destroys it. Because if it breaks, you can mend it up, put it back together. But it destroys. That means it's demolished. No more can you be put under those chains again. No more can we be put under sin and shame again when we know the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Want to use for a thought, a title, a topic, tag to this message. The power of the spoken word. It is important to speak the word of God. Amen. We talk about the word logos, or the spoken word. The word logos was first brought into play in the Greek language about 600 BC. And this was to describe the divine reason and plan for coordinations of things in the universe. In other words, when God said, let there be light, and there was, and then he said, let the earth bring forth, let the stars be here, and the sun and the moon be here. When he said that he had coordinated by his word things to exist the way that it was supposed to, and that's why today it stays where it is because of the word. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, he says, by the word of God, the worlds were framed up. And what that means is that when God spoke it, everything came into existence according to his plan, according to his word or his logos. Amen. And so his word, the Bible says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And without that word was not anything made that was made. And guess what? He said this same word was the light of men that gave life to us. Amen. And so guess what? That same light dwells on the inside of us. And since the word is on the inside, you need to find the word inside of you and speak a word. Why do I need to speak a word? He tells us that if we would open up our mouth, he said, if you could say unto this mountain, if you have faith of the grain of a mustard seed, you'll speak unto this mountain and tell it to move and be cast in the sea. Y'all getting bored on me? I'm just trying to teach you something. He said, if you can just open up your mouth, the word speak, command, it's a command, it's the word epo. He said, if you said, you can have it, which means to command. Then he says that if you can have what you say it, the word say it is the word in the Greek, it is the word lego, which means like Lego blocks. In other words, the more I say it, it's like getting a box of Legos. You ever got a box of Legos for your children? When you get a box of Legos, it shows you on the outside of the box what it could look like, but inside the box is just a whole bunch of pieces. And so the word of God is just like that. It's like the Lego blocks, but it's the Logos blocks. In other words, you take the building blocks of your life and you begin to take the word and you build what you want to see. But first you got to see it. I wish I had somebody with your faith, and then you start to build it. I wish I had a few witnesses in here. If you want to build something for your children, you need to know what the Lord says about your children. I wish I had somebody. Oh, come on and give God some praise. We need to teach them what thus said the Lord. We need to train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. How do I do that? The word train in that particular text is like having a stick or a rod that you would put in the ground next to a tomato plant to keep it, the fruit from falling on the ground. All I'm trying to tell you is that if you use the word of God and prop your children up, that'll keep them from falling to the ground. Do I have anybody in the house? The scripture says that children are like arrows in a strong man's hand. In other words, I fight better because of my children. I pray harder because of my children. I go to battle for my children. Y'all don't hear me in here. My children, anybody feel like me? I go to battle. I go to church. I go to prayer. I go to praise. I go to worship. Whatever I got to do because I love my children. And so you need to come every day. Every day you wake up, you need to say, I'm getting up for my children. I'm praising for my children. I'm praying. I wish I had somebody in the house. Oh, glory be to God. And so we got to understand that we need the spoken word. We need what the word of God is. Job said this. He said, I esteem the word of God more than my necessary food. And some of us, we don't care that much about the word because we'll get mad if you don't feed us, preach. Oh, yeah, we'll get mad if we ain't got something to eat. But I esteem the word of God more than my food. What was Job saying? He said, just as bad as I need to eat to live, I need the word to live and to survive. Do I have a witness in here? Anybody need the word of God? I need the word to survive. I need the word to make it through whatever it is on a daily basis. I need the word that I might not act up on my haters, preach. I need the word so I do right toward my boss, preach. I need the word so I can act right at the house so I don't whoop up everybody. I preach, amen. Somebody got to understand what I'm saying. I need the word to hold me down, to hold me back, just like it holds the sun in the sky and the moon where it is and the earth. God put it on his finger and turned it like a basketball and it's still spinning, just like the earth stays where it is. Because of the word, I'm going to stay where I am because of the word. You can't get me out of character. I'm going to stay right here preaching this house. I'm going to stay right here because of the word of God. Anybody need the word? I need God to speak to me. I don't need you to tell me what you dreamed about. I don't care about your dreams. I need to know what thus said the Lord. I wish I had somebody in the house. I don't need you to say, I think and I feel. I need to know what God is saying. I'm trying to preach. I don't know. I'm trying here. He says, don't trouble yourself. I'm not worthy. He said, but say a word. Now, here it was, a man who does not even know Jesus, but he trusts his word. And here we are claiming that we know him. And we can't trust him from one trial to the next. You can't trust him from one test to the next. Huh? We get in a test and we think it's the end. And I don't care how many times I can get up here and say, thinking not strange concerning the fiery trials that are there to try you as though some strange thing has happened to you. I don't know how many times I can say tribulation works patience, patience experience, and experience hope, and we have a hope that maketh us not ashamed, meaning that God will not disappoint us. But yet, we give up because it's storming. Anybody ever thought that, okay, here comes a thunderstorm, it's the end? No. You try to find out how long it's going to last. What the weatherman said, how long is this going to last? He said it'll be gone by 10:30 over here in Natchitoches. We try to figure out how long the storm is going to last. But when we go through the storms of life, we just want to throw in the towel. Don't throw it in because it's a storm. The Bible says take shelter. He is a very present help in the time of storm. His name is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it. And you're safe. Come on and say amen. I ain't got no Bible church in here today. We got to understand that. We got to understand. We can't give up just because. This man trusted somebody that he didn't know but he heard about. What faith. That's why Jesus said, I ain't seen it like this before. I've been doing miracles and I got some walking with me that still don't believe. That's some of us right there. We walk with him. You know he raised you from your sick bed and you still doubt it. You know he made a way. You didn't deserve the job you got, but he gave it to you. And now you can't believe him for an electric bill? Huh? I'm trying not to fuss here. He said, say a word. The power of the spoken word brings us to a place in God that helps us to escape whatever the devil is trying to do to us. Now, we want abracadabra, we want hocus pocus, we want God to just poof, do something, just, but we don't know any word. I asked somebody, I said, we was talking, he was talking about, man, I'm believing God this, I'm believing God. I said, so you believe in God, so what scripture, what are you standing on? I'm just believing. Ain't nothing to stand on. So how can you stand on something that you don't understand? Amen. Or how can you stand under something that you don't understand? I suggested to him, I said, you need to find, I said, you ain't got to know the whole Bible. But you need to find some scripture. You need to get some word. And if you can get some word, this will carry you a long way. Y'all getting tired? Y'all getting tired of better clothes? We need to make sure we have the word. Now, here's the thing. When our children leave home, statistics say that 4 out of 7 children will deny their faith their freshman year of college. That tells me that we do a poor job making sure our children know the word so that they can trust in God. Now, if some professor can trick them out of their religion, shame on us, not the professor. Shame on us. Amen. Because we haven't effectively taught them the word of God. Right. And maybe it's because we haven't lived it like we ought to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because you're the Bible that they should be looking at. Amen. All right, let me get out of here. Amen. So he says that speak a word. Because I understand. Look at this, what this man says. One, he said, I'm a man that's under authority. And see, that's the problem with many of us. We don't want to be under authority. That's why the word doesn't work for us. Because we don't want to be under authority. We don't want nobody to tell us nothing. And we buck as soon as somebody try to correct. Or as soon as somebody tell us something we don't like, we get crazy. Or we get mad. We don't want to hear. We turn them off, you know. We got these built-in hearing aids. We turn it down. We don't listen no more. Oh, we don't hear them no more because they didn't say what we like to hear. But it ain't it good that you don't get to choose what God wants you to hear? That's why he didn't say faith come by seeing, because you would only read what you wanted to read. He said faith come by hearing. Y'all hear me? Faith come by hearing, and not just anything, but hearing the what? The word of God. Not philosophy, not what they got on the internet, not some new thing that's going on. The word of God never changes. The word is, if it was good enough then to do what it did, it's good enough now. Amen. Amen. I haven't proven that other stuff, but I know the word of God works. And so Jesus, let me get to the end of this. He said, Jesus, he tells him, I'm a man under authority and I understand how authority works. I tell one to do this and he do it. He don't have a choice. And so I know if you speak a word, there ain't no choice in this. It's going to happen. Amen. Do you know that if God speaks a word, it's going to happen? Do you know that no matter what the enemy says, no matter what the people say, no matter what the street committee says, no matter what the naysayers say, no matter what the soothsayers say, you got to know that God's word will come to pass. You got to trust and believe that his word will do what he said it will do. Do you know that God said that I sent my word to prosper the thing whereunto I sent it? In other words, you're the noun, you're the thing that he sent the word of God to so that you might prosper. And then he said, my word shall not return unto me void. In other words, it's going to produce in somebody. The Bible said that he's able to perform the work, the good work in you until the day of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All you need is to let the word reside on the inside. And did you know the reason why the enemy's after you, the enemy's after your children? Not because you've been so good and so great, but it's because of the word that's in you that's causing you to be good and great. Come on and say amen. If you got a little bit of the word, if you ever been taught anything about God, it is that word that the enemy is trying to choke up. It is that word that the enemy is trying to stop. How do I know? Because Jesus said that immediately after the word is sown, that the enemy comes immediately to try to stop it and to choke it up, to burn it out so that it will not produce. But I'm so glad today that not only does God plant the word, but the Bible said he waters the word so that the word might grow on the inside of me. Come on and say amen. And look at what the man said. The man said, I know and I understand authority. I know how things ought to work. And some of us need to know how things work. Things work by being under authority. Even Jesus himself had to be under somebody for a period of time until it was his time. That's why he went to John, and John baptized. And John said, I should be getting baptized by you. Jesus said, suffer it, or let it be like this for now, because this is the order in which it should go. And we need to learn how to submit to one another. Come on and say amen. And when we learn how to submit to one another, and it is as if we are actually submitting to God. Come on and say hallelujah. And so the Bible says that when he said this, that Jesus in verse 9, that he marveled, he thought to himself, and he turned around and he began to tell the people, I haven't seen faith like this in Israel. The people who say they know God, the people who God led through the wilderness, who didn't have to change their clothes, but their shoes never got too little and never wore out their clothes. Come on, the same people who God took through the wilderness and they didn't have bread or water, but God gave a manna from heaven and water from a rock. He said, I haven't seen the kind of faith that I see in somebody who don't even know me compared to the people who should know me. Well, I have a witness in here. But what did he say? He said, I haven't seen this kind of faith. Now, what is faith? For those who don't really know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Do I have a witness in here? We need to know what faith is. In other words, it's the title or deed to whatever it is that you already own. I don't know anybody in here that walk around with the title of your car and have it right there in your pocket, but you know that you got it at the house, and there's proof that it belongs to you. words, I ain't got to show you my title, but my faith is what I got. I wish I had somebody here. And so if I've been sick in my body, the title deed says that he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and with his stripes I'm healed. Do I have a witness here? I gave you 2 points. I got to give you the third one. He gave him an introduction to Jesus and an intercession for the man. But immediately, the Bible says that when Jesus spoke a word, I wish I had somebody here. You see, what you got to understand, if you read the text as it is, it and say that Jesus said a word, but he turned and talked to the people, and I wondered about that. I said, Lord, why didn't you say a word? He said, because he believed already in the word. I didn't have to say it again. I wish I had somebody. If you can just believe in what's already been said, you don't have to have me to prophesy to you. You can just say, I already know it. I already trust him. I already believe him, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him from them all. I already know it. What do you know? I already know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and any tongue that rises against me shall be condemned. Somebody say yes and give God some praise. What word do I know? I don't have to fear, but I can trust in God, because the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, anybody know wickedness? Even my enemies came to eat up my flesh. They stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp, I don't care how many friends they got, camp against me, I shall not fear. Somebody shout glory. What else do I know? It's already written. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress. In other words, he's my protection. Somebody shout glory. Come on, give God some praise. But the power of the spoken word, you don't understand what power you got. Let me borrow from Peter for a minute. The Bible says while Peter was on the rooftop that God spoke to him and said, get down and go to Cornelius' house. Cornelius was a centurion also, had 100 men that was under him too. And the Bible says that when he got to Cornelius' house, that he spoke a word. Anybody want to hear it? The Bible says he spoke a word, and while he was speaking, the Holy Ghost fell. We need the Holy Ghost. We need him to move. And the reason he don't move, because the preacher ain't preaching the word. The reason he don't move is because we're giving nursery rhymes. And I heard and they say, but let me tell you what the word says. Somebody shout glory. So what was Peter preaching? He was preaching the word that Jesus was born in Bethlehem by a virgin, that he walked around and he healed the sick. He opened blinded eyes. He spit in a man's eye and the man began to see. He opened deaf ears. Somebody shout yes and give God some praise. Walked in a dead girl's bedroom and said, Talitha Kumai, and she rose up. Somebody shout glory. When he was in the city of Nain, in the same chapter preached from, the Bible says he walked by and saw a widow woman who was bearing her only son, and he touched the casket and the boy sat up. I'm looking for a word that'll bring people back. I'm looking for a word. I wish I had somebody. I'm looking for a word that'll deliver our young folks. out of the street. I need a heal word that's going to soothe my case, that's going to heal my body, that's going to touch my mind. I wish I had somebody. I wish I had somebody that said, I need a word, the kind of word that waited 4 days while Lazarus was stinking, and the people was just thinking that ain't no way it's going to happen. And he walked up to Lazarus' grave and said, Lazarus, come forth. And because he was bound up, Lazarus didn't have a choice. He didn't just walk out of the grave, but he bounced out. Some of you need to bounce because Lord is calling you. Say, come out of your dead situation. Come out of the grave. When you hear the voice of the Lord, come out of that mess. Change yourself. Notice what he said. He said, take off the grave clothes because he ain't dead no more. You need to disassociate yourself with dead issues. When they bring up your past, that's a dead issue. Say, later for you, I'm through with that. When they talk about yesterday, that's a dead issue. Yesterday I was crying, but today I woke up because weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Anybody in the house, I need a spoken word. I don't care whatever you say, but I heard the word, forgetting those things which are behind. Reaching before to what's before me. I press, but while I'm pressing, I'm steady pushing. I'm praying until something happens. Say yes and give God praise. I wish I had somebody. Say, I need the word because I get tired sometimes. But I heard in the word that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one. Say, I'm the one. I'm the one that will endure to the end. Say yes. They that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew it. Somebody say yes. He shall renew all your strength. Anybody want to fly? Say they'll mount up with wings of eagles. I said, now what does that have to do with me getting weak? Well, I found out that I can go higher. Somebody say higher. I can go higher than my trouble, higher than the devil, higher than the snakes. Say yes. Say yeah. Give God praise. Magnify. Anybody here? Say, I need a word. Why do I need a word? Because when the word comes, the devil knows that he's in trouble. Because when the word came through 39 prophets and 42 generations, the word picked up an old rugged cross, went up an old ugly hill called Golgotha. But it was called Calvary. After he took up the cross, they put nails in his hand. The devil thought he had him, put nails in his feet, put a crown on his head. But that's all right. Do what you must to the word. They thought they could stop it. They hung him high, but they forgot the word. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. Anybody lifting them, I'll draw. Anybody lifting them, all men unto me. Somebody say yes. Give him praise. But he died. The word died. How many know that the word is a seed? Jesus said, the seed of the word. A sower went to sow. The word died. Didn't have no place to bury him in. He said, foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. I'm trying to quit, but somebody pulling on me here. The Bible says they took the seed of the word, got him off the cross, wrapped him in grave clothes, dropped him in the earth inside of the grave. He went down first. That's what a seed does. It breaks up and goes down. Somebody shout yes. He went down first. Peter said he went down. Paul said he went down. Preached to the captives, came back to the grave. And the Bible says on the third day, just like he said in Genesis, on the third day, something sprang up. He got up. Church word said early. Say, Allah!